the protection district established in said town of Catskill upon the following terms to wit. The fire department shall answer and attend to all calls in said town of Catskill. For such services, said district shall receive, and the town shall pay the sum of $195,000. The said district shall procure sufficient insurance and will cause the policy to be endorsed in such manner as to protect the town and fire protection district. This contract will remain in effect from January 1, 2025 through December 31, 2025. Such other incidental terms as may be necessary or proper in connection with such contracting, while people interested in the matter shall be heard at such time and place by order of the Catskill Town Board. Elizabeth is so, Catskill Town Clerk.
Public hearing is open. Is there any public comment regarding the contract? Any public comment? One last time, any public comment regarding the Village of Catskill fire contract? Chief Dolan?
Just like to thank you guys for resolving this quick issue. Appreciate it.
Yep. I look forward to hopefully, you know, in June of 2025, sitting down at the table and hashing out a multi-year contract with the fire department.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Okay. Any further public comment? With no further public comment, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing. Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ed. Might as well go right into that. Need a motion to approve the contract with the Village of Catskill for 1 year and the sum of $195,000 for fire protection.
Make a motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We received a memo from the ambulance administrator yesterday, I believe, requesting the promotion of Bethany Sterrett from AEMT, or from EMT to AEMT with a start date of October 6th. Power Kemi from EMT to advanced EMT, effective 10-5. Both of those are part-time positions. Can I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We also received a request to reinstate Karen Pignatero, effective 10-5 as EMT part-time. I have a motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second. Second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. The highway department had a bunch of vehicles listed on Auctions International.
You seem to do pretty good on that.
Yeah. So truck, the 2005 Ford closed bid at $1,125. 1996 International dump truck, $5,100. 2016 Ram 5500 dump truck with plow, $34,100. A stainless steel electric sander, $1,000. And a weed whacker did not sell. So the highway superintendent would like to accept these bids. A motion by Jared, second by JR.
That was what, 16?
Yeah, 2016. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. While we're on that, you want to jump
yes.
to that?
Yes. Also, the ambulance that we surplus received a high bid of $15,000. After talking to ambulance administrator June, it's about $5,000 more than he was expecting, so he asked the board to approve that bid.
And who's the bid with?
I don't know.
All right, see if you can get George to give you a name who's going to bid that.
It was a phone bid, so.
All right, look into that. We'll circle back. Matt Carlisle, the code officer, needs to go back out and get three quotes for HVAC for the senior center and the ambulance. Back in the summer, we only got two quotes. We received extra financing, well, extra money through a grant through NYSERDA to actually get three. So we need to get three more quotes. Have a motion to authorize him to do that?
Motion.
Motion by Brian, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have a Supervisor Perrone. Good afternoon, sir. So you want to chat with about the leads? Fire department, the contracts, you got?
No problem. All is fine on my side.
Okay, what did your...
Agree to the 3 years.
At 8, 10, and 10?
10, yes.
Okay, so are you prepared to set a public hearing tonight?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a date in mind?
No, whatever date is.
Okay, Liz, what are we looking at? We can do...
I'm out of the country October 1st to the, okay. the 12th.
Want to do the 16th?
So October 16th, Supervisor?
Yeah.
Okay. October 16th, 6:30?
Yes.
You want to do it here? You're
here. Yeah, okay. Fine.
All right. So we'll set a public hearing. Could I have a motion to set a public hearing for the joint public hearing for the Leeds Fire Protection District with the Town of Catskill, Town of Athens on October 16th at 6:30 at Town Hall? Motion by Brian, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Liz, can you want me to notify Leeds, or are you going to take care of that? Okay. All right. Game Farm Road, I was talking with the engineer yesterday. Small update. We hope to put the construction out for bid in mid-October, with construction starting in the spring. If it's a easy winter, they may be able to start late February, but it's looking good. The engineer is optimistic, hoping that it comes in under budget, the way that he's seeing the market go. When that happens, we're gonna have to coordinate with Caro to find out where they are with Polyrock, because I know they had a public hearing a couple weeks ago about doing their bridge. So we just wanna make sure that, you know, we're coordinating with them, that we don't completely shut down access to that area to the residents of Catskill and Caro. That is all I had. Liz, did I miss anything? I think I...
Do you
want to
talk about the quotes for the heat replacement?
Oh, yes. We received 3 quotes. Do you have those? From... For the highway department. One from Huber for $34,600. One from Henderson Oil and Propane for $45,500. And one from Nolan Propane for $78,500. This is for the highway department. Mm-hmm. And I believe we were talking about using the ARPA funds for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend that we go with the lowest bid, Huber. Huber's a local contractor. He's done a lot of work for the town. And they're about $10,000 less than Henderson Oil.
Motion to accept the bid of Huber Enterprises for the highway department HVAC.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn, using ARPA funds.
Are they the same?
Yes.
Boilers, though?
Yep. Yeah, Jack went over these. I talked with Sean, and I talked with Jack.
That's what we have now.
Upgrade. No, we're switching.
We're switching
yep. to propane from oil.
Yep.
And then I want to follow up with Matt to see if we can more of the CERTA points for doing this.
We should, yeah.
These are nice CERTA experts. So, motion to use ARPA funds to purchase new HVAC for the highway garage and award the contract to Huber Enterprises.
Second.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. Give Brian a minute.
Were these in an email?
No. No, Liz got these. You got these today, right?
These are pretty much the same, but they're going with
a 300 and 350.
300. Unless you want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to it. I just want to make sure it's enough
yep.
BTU.
Sure.
So we're not adding on to it.
Right.
Even though we're going to save money on the propane.
Right, but we don't want to next year find out that it wasn't enough and now we have to add on. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right. Open the meeting up to public comment. State your name
How you doing? My name is Scott Weaver.
Yep.
Obviously, I've spoken to you, Matt, regarding this situation and briefly some of the members on this board this evening. On the 23rd of July, we're all aware of a horrific car crash that took place on 9W. And what I was always under the impression was Dead Man's Curve, which now was corrected. It was the southern end is Dead Man's Curve. Now, both ends are equally warning of the title. With that said, on that particular night, at about 11 or 9 or 11 after 11, Chris's brother Tom was southbound on 9W. I don't know the particulars regarding the accident. I've been speaking with the investigators. Again, I'm a retired police officer of 37 years, and I certainly know the area. I live in Ulster County, as well as Paul Andreessen, who lives in Malden and Saugerties, and Chris lives in Columbia County, where Tom was living at the same time. Tom left Malden and was en route to back home in Columbia County, and for some reason, he was southbound on 9W at that particular time frame. And I know from past experience, and I'm sure if you guys have ever tried calling 911 in that particular area, it gets rerouted to Dutchess County. And then there's a little delay, but eventually it will make its way into, you know, the jurisdiction of Greene County, which would certainly thwart the call of 911. 911 did receive that. I can only imagine that poor operator that was picking up on that call. Tom placed the call at 9 after 11, reporting that he was involved in a crash with the bridge on 9W, and that he was pinned in the car, and the car was on fire. So this dispatcher does what any dispatcher is trying to do, is to comfort them and let them know first aid's in responding, the fire department's in responding. I can only read the circumstances of how he got pinned in the car, but regardless, that 15-minute recorded phone call, which his brother Chris did receive a transcript of it, thank God it wasn't, you know, the audio, and certainly I wouldn't want to listen to it, but that dispatcher listened to him scream that he was on fire, and for 15 minutes until that call went dead, probably my guess, the phone melted. Mm-hmm. There's nothing left in that car. No plastic, everything is just rusted metal. Very intense fire. I'm only putting this out to you guys because it's a very horrific crash that resulted in not just affecting the individual that died in that accident, it affected the family and friends that know and love Tom for what he was, but it also the dispatchers, the three civilians that pulled out to the scene that attempted to render aid but were thwarted from their efforts by the intense flame, they just couldn't provide care. But the 17-year-old who witnessed his screams for help, is traumatized and certainly dealing with that, has been affected from this point on. I don't know him personally, but I know people that have discussed his aftermath of that crash. My point in being here, as well as these folks here, is we travel that road. We are not residents of Greene County. I do frequent that road as well as you guys do, and we're all knowing it's a dangerous situation. I did what a lot of people do. I took photographs of it, so if you guys want to see it, I built a little cross with Tom's name on it, with his birthday and his date of his death, and we put guitar picks on the thing as a little memorial, put it up on the bank. 3 weeks after, put it up on the banks, another crash, took it out. I mean, it's gone. I got to build another cross, but I won't put another cross back up there until something's going to secure it. I mean, I could put it behind the tree, but that accident that happened 3 weeks later hit that tree pretty heavily, and, there's no guarantee that's going to stay up there. I'm not here to put crosses up. I'm here to fix a road so families don't go through the same thing that we went through. And everybody's probably known somebody that's crashed there or something that hasn't happened. The state of New York needs to fix it. It's a problem that's been there ever since they designed the roads. You got railroad tracks, you got a state highway. They both intertwine, okay? Granted, it's not so high, you can't get under there with certain trucks. The signage on that, that's another issue. But looking at Tom's accident, coming into that, you're coming into a dark area. There's no street light, there's no illumination whatsoever. You have a 55 mile an hour roadway coming into there. Like, is the answer to knock the speed limit down? I don't think that's the answer. The answer is you got a hairpin turn that's actually more than 90 degrees. Look at it on the GPS. It's about 95 to 100 degree turn that goes underneath of that bridge. You got Jersey barriers that shield you on the rocks. Just keeping the rocks from rolling into the road. They're not there to keep the cars on the road. They're there to keep the rocks from rolling out so somebody doesn't have a problem. Because the state recognizes frost gets into the rocks, they loosen up, and they're going to roll down. So with that said, we run guardrails up to that Jersey barrier, and then we stop for another 100 feet at tops, throw in box guardrails down to that rock embankment that, you know, holds up the, you know, the train tracks. And I inspected that after the crash. There's no impacts to the structure of itself or the bridge. There's nothing there. It's all old moss. There's no physical evidence of any recent contacts. And it clearly, the problem is the embankment. It's a launching site for cars. Picture this, you're driving down the road, you got a green light. What's the normal reaction? You don't react to green lights. You know there's a green light there. Is it going to change or possibly not change? Or better yet, coming up to it and it turns yellow. Are most people going to slow down? Should by law, but most people don't. They get through it, and anybody that knows it, you know, the guys that live in Malden, you know, I drive the road. You can physically get up there, and if it turns from a yellow to a red, and you're still rolling, you got probably a good second and a half, 2 seconds. You can still make it through there and look at your rearview mirror, and it's still red on the other side. Is it safe to do that? No, I wouldn't recommend doing that. But the fact is, whatever happened that particular night with Tom coming down the road, you know, whether it was green, yellow, red, he, at the last minute, veers off because there's improper signage. You got one yellow 4 foot arrow out there that's not even a new sign, so it's an old illuminated yellow sign. And I think that's not enough. My fix to that situation, again, whether the state of New York wants to consider what the cost of somebody's life, is a complete box guardrail from that Jersey barrier to that bridge itself, prohibiting a car from going up that launching site, striking trees and rolling over, having gasoline pour out of your fill tank on the car, and have Tom burn up in that car. I can't imagine going out of this world. Tom was a very religious guy. Played music and he talked about going to heaven. But I don't think God wanted him to go that way. You know, that's a terrible thing. And I hope that those people that dealt with that can sleep at night. You know, that 911 dispatcher, I mean, I worked in the field. I know what it's like fielding calls. And it's just a terrible thing. I can't imagine. What do you say to someone who's burned up in a car? You know, hey, the fire department's only coming this way. And, you know, you just can't do it. You know, and there's stuff that he had to live through, going to see the car, you know, and the physical debris that's inside the car. It should not have happened. If there was a guardrail there, I think, A, that would have helped. And the other thing is hazard lights, you know, whether it be solar powered. Guess what? It can't be solar powered. You know why? There's no sunlight there. There's no way it'll charge. It needs to be either powered off of that traffic light, run a little lead over to there, have a flashing light with that 45, you know, or the suggested 10 mile an hour turn. There's so, you know, people that are lackadaisical going down the road are given some more kind of a warning that we all need. And I think coupled up there, if we save one life by getting the state off, excuse my language, off their ass, and realizing the seriousness of this, dead man's curve, it shouldn't be called dead man's curve, and Tom shouldn't die for no reason. You know, if he dies and it gets fixed, at least he saved somebody else's life down the road. At least that's the way I feel about it. I'm not here to do anything but maybe save somebody from going through the same thing that we went through. Thank you very much. You want to talk to what it's effective for the family? I mean, Chris, certainly, you know, we've had lots of discussion after the fact. You know, how does the state let the road like this keep going on? I mean, I said, hey, I put a cross out there. 3 weeks later, it gets whacked out by a car. He saw it. He said, hey, I like the cross. Looks like somebody knocked it down. Hey, what, vandalized? I got up there, it's very much run over and trash. You know, it's... It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen, man. You guys all know it, and it's not your fault. It's not your fault. You guys are aware of the problem. We're dealing with a monster called the state of New York, and sometimes they just don't see how it affects, you know, the individuals. And I think that's important that we got to at least address them. This letter to them. You know, I did make a phone call to the state DOT, you know, after I talked to the investigator from the state police, Erickson, on the accident. He said he was going to talk to the state DOT, the local rep. And he said he did. I talked to him today. And he said that fell on deaf ears. You know, he said he didn't see anything going to be coming out of this. I said, well, you know, if you want to stop in on the meeting, I'm meeting with these guys tonight. I'd be more than happy. It'd be nice to have you in there. Again, you know, his duties got him, you know, tied up on that. But I called state DOT. I call the first number, give me another number, call another number, get some lady on the phone. For all better terms, I would say she wasn't sympathetic. I can't say she was rude. She definitely didn't really care what I was saying. And she said, well, you know, you got to go to the town board and you got to do this. I said, ma'am, are you familiar with the area, the particular area they call Deadminster Curve and all that? She goes, no, I'm not. Well, I said, you know, in all due respect to you, I'm not here to jump on that. But if you saw how serious it needs to have it, sir, I'm just trying to tell you how to fix it. You got to go to the town, and you got to do this, you got to do that. And I said, well, you know, that's the reason why these things don't get fixed, because they're a pain in the butt to do that. And you know what? Tom's not going to die for nothing. I'm going to, you know, whatever it takes, you know, hopefully we can do it the past way of calling it to the attention. And she tells me, you know, after, you know, the town sends the letter, you know, and we look at it, we'll review it, and if it's warranted, we'll send a team out there to look at it. No, come on. I was a cop for 37 years. I did these little thing called MV-104As. They're accident reports. On the one section, on the bottom corner, there's a little box you mark out the mile markers. They're always on the accident report, and they're a pain in the ass, because if you forget to do it, you got to go to the scene and get those numbers, because God forbid you don't have it. You know, the supervisor kicks them back. Well, they're there for statistics. Very easy to plug in that four-digit number on the bottom. I can tell you, it says 9W8601, that's your county, and then boom, it'll have a four-digit number. That's your mile marker number. And that mile marker number, it's gotta be flowing with all kinds of accidents down there. Plug that in, you're gonna see all kinds of accidents. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize, we gotta wake up and realize there's a problem there. And how do you fix it, you know? My fix is, you know, what's the cost of a guardrail? You know, get the stake crew out there, sink on some stakes in rock. You know, sure, it's a couple bucks, and it's going to snarl traffic for a while, but if it saves one life, or two lives, three lives, you know, Tom, I can't imagine burning up in a car, man. Can't imagine. I'm not more to say. And this is Paul. Paul was just getting Tom involved in his band, which he's one of the founding members of the Paul Luke Band. You know, local band's been playing 40 plus years down in Ulster County. And Tom was a very renowned musician, and he played fiddle, and a very talented guy. I mean, you know, anybody that's seen him playing, I mean, he gets you crying with some of his abilities. And so psyched about playing at Opus 40 and getting his concert going on. And they had practice at his house that night, and he texted him, are you okay? And he got one of the last couple texts from him, yes, I am. No fiddle, and you know, I'm home. And doesn't think about it the next day. I call one of the members. I say, do you know Tom had an accident? And then, you know, reality sets in. And that's pretty much what we're dealing with today. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I appreciate you coming, and I'm truly sorry that happened.
Thanks.
You know, as I'm a member of Catskill Fire, and I can't count how many accidents we've had in that area and fatalities. And I would like to formally send a letter to the state, you know, calling out this latest fatality on, what date was that again?
The 23rd of July.
The 24th of
24th.
July.
The 24th.
And asking them to do a formal inquiry to the traffic in that area.
Yeah, and also, if you would, sir, have them refer to their many records of accidents on it, because clearly they're on file. Mm-hmm. That's easy information to get.
Yeah, thanks for being on board with that.
Yeah, but it needs to happen.
The other thing I would suggest, it's an election year. And we have a state senator from Saugerties, okay. Inchy. And our assemblyman's up for election, Tate. It may be best the family sends a letter to their offices bringing them in on this also.
Yeah.
Because they're state level, and they may be able to make the wheels turn faster than a letter from the Catskill Town Board.
Right. Well, maybe in addition to you guys' letter, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And you might want to let them know that you came to a town board meeting and that the town of Catskill is writing a letter. And you would appreciate them to write one as well.
Is this, I'm sorry, Paul, if you're recording this, but is Chris Tate your assemblyman here?
He's the assemblyman for part of Greene County in his district, yes.
Does he cover that street, maybe?
Yeah, because he covers a smidgen of Ulster County, doesn't he? Yeah.
Well, Michelle Henchy, is she going to be
She's
Ulster
the state senator. She's
the senator.
She covers
Greene too. Yeah. Okay.
Would you guys send a letter to them?
I can get that letter right to Ms. Henchy.
And to Chris Tate? Assemblyman Tate?
Yeah.
I mean, coming from you guys, you know, it certainly got a little on top of you. I mean, my dealing with state DOT certainly was an eye-opening experience for me.
Your pains aren't the same for me. I challenged the engineers for the DOT. I worked here for 23 years on the PD as a sergeant, and I tried to challenge them for the red light pattern up on Westford Street.
Okay.
You get to the top of the hill, if you're not stopped in the right spot, the light doesn't trigger. But then again, on a Friday afternoon from 3:30 to 6:30, traffic is backed up from the new well now all the way down to right here on 9W sometimes, where people make all sorts of crazy turns.
Oh, sure.
And make turns on two lanes of traffic at upwards of 45 miles an hour, and you get T-bones left and right. And they declined to change the traffic light pattern to ease the... All they had to do was change one light by Burger King.
Did they?
No. Okay. Nope.
So the problem continues.
Because they have an engineer stamp after their name. It's almost like MD for a doctor. Yeah.
Well, I'm just hoping that Tom didn't die from the reason. You know, it's a sad thing. But if at least something gets corrected so somebody else doesn't have to die, what's the price of a life?
I also think streetlights would help. It's pitch dark, something. What you're saying.
Well, yeah, something. It's true.
To make it more visible.
Without the light here, it's very dark.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. But at least if there's light there, you
replace that sign with a new sign that reflected off the headlights.
Yeah, I think the guardrail with reflective tape, certainly as an approaching vehicle, mm-hmm. shows
draw
you
your
go
attention.
Straight.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. Because with it dark, without a light, whatever, because the state's very much aware. Where does that, who pays the electric bill on it? We push it onto the town, and the local taxes pay that street light. That's how that works out. We know that. But anyway, that reflective tape, clearly it doesn't take a rocket scientist. No, you can't go through that. And I think that would be the cheapest fix, but you need something to attach it to. Mm-hmm. And that would be a safety barrier, and it wouldn't do one of those rippling guardrails. You want a box, guardrail, something a little heavier duty. Tom would be alive if there was a new car there. I had no doubt in my mind, knowing crashes the way I've seen crashes over my...
Well, the car would have gone up.
Yeah, exactly right, And I keep seeing pictures of how that played out, and it just...
Right, because even if he suffered a medical emergency, let's say something where he lost consciousness driving, or he was having a heart attack, or even a stroke, or whatever... He would have hit that guardrail, and chances are, whatever symptoms he was having when they arrived, they could have revived him.
Even in both directions, if you go the other way and go back, it's the same thing. It's not, it should be corrected.
Well, the other way, if you run off, what are you going to take out that
fence? The big fence into the
fence.
The
way the water runs across that road there sometimes.
Well, that's true in a situation.
If you go far.
But I think... That other one, that's just a recipe for a failure coming into it at the right time and the right conditions. And that's not even to say somebody's intoxicated, which you shouldn't be intoxicated driving, another thing, but just be not familiar with the area, being dark and all that situation.
It's
a recipe ready to...
I'm surprised there's not more with all the new people we have in the area that don't know that road, that drive on it, because that's the way the GPS sent them.
Yeah, I don't think Tom was that familiar with that road.
No, I drive it a lot. We live in the northern end of Saugerty, so we're up in the Catskill all the time on that road. That's a normal road. And I thought I owed it to him at least to throw a cross up there. I put a piece of metal in back of the wood, painted the wood, so when it got in there, it wouldn't rot right away. Didn't even take that. In 3 weeks, he broke it off, bent the metal over. It's sad situation, but brother goes to me and goes, geez, you're more worried about the cross than somebody who had an accident. But I said, no, don't get me wrong. I said, now I have to make another cross, but I won't put it up there until they do something. You know, it's right. Just...
Anything you can do, we appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, and I thank the time, and I appreciate you call back, because that meant a lot to me, you know. Sometimes with politics, you know, it takes a little while to get the wheels going. You're very fast on that, so appreciate that.
Yeah, and I think we all responded by
And he said the same thing, you know, he sent it, he forwarded it to you guys, my message and stuff like that. And I just would like to see safety for people driving on that roadway. You know, I think that's what it's all about here. It's not about a lawsuit and all that kind of stuff. It's about fixing something the state needs to wake up, just like your situation that you're talking about on the King's Highway. Yeah. They need to do that. And hopefully it doesn't take 2 years to get a Dear John letter from saying, well, no, I guess it's in there. And then you got to go, you know, plan B, and that's not a nice one.
Yeah, we'll send an initial letter out, and then we'll try to follow up in 3 to 6 months.
Okay. All right. And you've got my phone number. Would you like to at least remind me and let me know?
Sure.
I don't want to hound you and stuff like that.
No worries.
I've been known to hound people.
I'll answer my phone anytime.
I'm retired. I can do that now. I got lots of
thanks.
Thank you. Once again, sorry for your loss.
Yeah. You know, thank you very much. You know, unfortunately, sad that we have to talk about these kind of things, but it should never have happened. But, these things hit the press when it happens. You know, people locally say, oh my God, did you hear about this? And then they kind of fizzle down and nobody thinks about it again until the next one. I'm just hoping that the next one doesn't happen. What we do here tonight, you know, creates that, and stops that. But, you know, people are what people are, but liability in the state has their, you know, their hands that they need to fix.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. You know, we owe that to Tom at the very least.
Yep. Agreed.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else from the board?
Just so we're getting into the 3-month window now to decide everything for the ARPA money.
Yep.
We probably should agree on doing the elevator sooner than later so we can have a signed agreement before the end of the year.
You want to do that tonight?
Sure.
Liz, that was for $147,000, if I remember correctly, for the elevator. So.
Yes, initially, and then maybe when they get here.
So should we do like
I thought it was 140.
We can authorize up to 160. Who knows what they're going to get into?
That's like a 15% upcharge.
Who knows what's
how old is that elevator?
20 plus years old.
So a motion to spend up to and not to exceed $160,000 of ARPA money on replacing the elevator at Town Hall.
Motion by Jared. Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
While we're on that topic, Liz, is there any way you could possibly reach out to see about how far along they are with getting us quotes for the roofs?
I already contacted John. I haven't heard back from him yet.
Okay.
And then... and they didn't get a confirmed bid on the ambulance. They have an initial offer, but there wasn't a confirmed, so we'll have to table that to the next meeting.
Yep.
And then elevator's done. I told everybody I did a walkthrough at ambulance with Web Jogger to get the phone system switched over finally so we can get off of Ring Square.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to set the dates for our budget workshops.
So you'll present the budget to us on October 1st, correct?
Correct.
Does the board, you guys want the rest of that week to look over it and we can start the following week, the week of the 7th?
Or do you feel like when she presents it, we can do it that night? Working on it? After?
There's a lot to digest for you guys that haven't seen one.
It's almost 100 pages.
Okay.
Yeah.
So take some time to look through it.
Yeah.
I mean, if we want to start right on Monday the 7th,
sure.
That works for me. What time works for you guys?
I get out of work at 6.
What time do you get out?
6:00.
So you want to do 6:15? That work for everybody? Liz, is that okay with you? 6:15 on the 7th to do...
And we won't meet Kirsten until about the 2nd or 3rd.
She usually
attends all of them. I'd feel more comfortable if she was here. What's that?
We send an invite out for them.
Yeah.
Liz will send everyone a schedule.
Do we want to schedule more than one meeting a week?
We probably should. If we schedule two the first week.
What about the 7th and 8th?
You want to do the 7th and 8th? That works for me.
Brian, are you good?
Yeah. Liz, is that okay with you?
Dawn, are you here?
Yeah. All right, 6:15 that night as well?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Because depending on how long those two nights go.
Yeah.
We should, now what nights do we want to invite our big departments in?
We can start right on the 7th.
7th, you want to knock out highway on the 7th?
Highway, and then we can do ambulance on the 8th.
8th, yeah.
See if Jack and or Sean can be here on the 7th.
George on the 8th.
And George on the 8th.
And then following week, you want to do the 14th is Columbus Day. You want to do the 15th at 6:15 Tuesday? And then we have our normal board meeting on the 16th workshop that we can use for it.
Well, I'm fine with that, the 15th and 16th.
And the 16th should pretty much be our workshop meeting, buttoning up, cleaning up, and done.
Yep. So the 15th and 16th, both at 6:15?
Yeah.
The 16th, you don't want to start at your...
6:30 on the 16th,
We don't have to change our normal workshop meeting.
Normally we've only done 4. Do we want to schedule an additional one for the week after?
Just in case.
Just in case, we can always cancel it.
I think we should plan on being high achievers.
Yep, I agree. You want to stick with Monday? Monday the 21st at 6:15?
We'll be a tentative one,
yep. Is that date good for you, Liz?
No, that date is fine. We just want to make sure that you adopt your tentative as preliminary.
On the 16th, or when?
Or on the 21st.
The 21st, yep.
Because even the 21st gives us enough time for the November 5th.
Yep.
All right, so 6:15 on the 21st as a provisional?
Yes.
Hopefully the 16th will be approving it on
tentative. So.
Is there a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second.
Second.
Second by Dawn, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. October is a very busy month. Right?
And then those dates will all be on the invite? Because I only put,
Liz will send out an email to all the board members.
I don't care, I got 3 of them down.
Okay.
We want to pick a date sometime November to just go over there and finalize the ARPA funds of what's remaining left before we have a deadline for Kirsten?
I think we're going to have to do that in parallel with the budget in October.
Because we're coming down to crunch time where the funding needs to be finalized.
Yep. We have to sign contracts.
We're going to have to do that in parallel. All October. November's too late.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but at least sometime.
Yeah. Obviously, we'd start discussing October 1st at our Tuesday, October meeting.
Okay. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn?
Nope. Brian?
Nope.
Dawn?
Just a reminder that Fridays are senior center.
Yeah,
breakfast. We get breakfast at 10.
10 o'clock. Saturday's the cat gala.
Yeah, what's the time breakdown,
1 to 5.
No, I mean for,
for Havana Whiting, 1 to 5.
I'm doing the whole time?
I'll be up there with you.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're taking an hour block.
No, just trying to know what time we did it. There's no blocks. It can't go.
Time you put one cat up there and you turn it around.
Yeah, you grab another one. It'll be a good time.
How many cats are there?
There's 70. I think there's 70 cats this year. It'll be fun. I'm excited for it. Homecoming is also this Saturday. If anybody can get up to the
field,
I think it starts at 3:30.
I think it's earlier in the day than that. They got games all day.
All right. So I know Mr. Rivers is announcing the court on 3:30.
Oh yeah, the seniors and stuff. Yeah.
There's something else going on this weekend.
The Lacey tournament.
Yeah. Supervisor, anything else? Appreciate you coming tonight.
Yeah, nice to see everyone.
I know it was limited seating and you had to sit there.
That's nice. It's always good.
How's your meetings? Are they packed?
It depends on who's crowded, you know.
Yes, depends on what's on the agenda.
Solar, cell towers, best, the battery storage, things are the same, actually. Plug along.
That's it. That's all you can do.
All right. Good to see
thank you.
Everyone.
Okay. Yeah, have a good night.
See you. Thank you.
Yes,
safe drive home.
Yep. Yes. Have a good
okay.
one.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by JR. Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
You ever see that, Jeep?